Welcome to the Celebrity Tea Lounge. Tonight, guys, we have a hot topic. Brian McKnight disowned his black family because he said that they are nothing but gold diggers. He has now found a new family, new stepkids, and all of that, and they're of the opposite race, but his black family and his black children, he disowned them and said that they are nothing but gold diggers. We are here to talk about that tonight. First and foremost, I want to say, black men, black women, we have to stop giving these other races the ability to look at us as assets. We have to stop allowing ourselves to be degraded for money. We have to change our mindset on how we think when it comes to money, because the more you allow yourself to be an asset, do you think they're not going to use that against you? I understand that he's a celebrity. I understand his mindset might be, I don't want a family that's going to use me or abuse me. But any black man know that, the black family is definitely going to be needy at times. They're going to need your support. They're going to need, your income support. They're going to need, especially if you're a celebrity, you have to build your family up to where you want them to be. And honestly, I think it was just a coward move. I think it was, him chickening out. Another typical black man who hates responsibility. I can't believe it coming from Brian McKnight. I thought, he was this, this humble person. I thought that he was, a very genuine guy. But looks can be deceiving. We all judge people off of their talents instead of off of their personalities. And honestly, I never personally got to know Brian McKnight. I only knew him for his talent. So that was my fault for thinking, he was this genuine guy and this lovable guy, all because of his music. But anyway, like I said, I think it's just a coward move. I think that, it's just a typical man running from his responsibilities. Maybe he's having a hard time financially and he can't, handle, his black family's needs, but if so, if that's the case, just say that, I definitely think it's a coward move, because any real man is going to build their family. Let's take Steve Harvey, for example. Maybe he has his little drama going on also, but, he definitely built, he builds his family. He makes sure that, not only is he being successful, he makes sure that his wife and his stepdaughter or daughter, Lori Harvey, he makes sure that they're all being successful. And, like I said, I really, really think, it was a coward move, and, I don't applaud it. I don't agree with it. Any man should be able to build their family to where they want them to be. And if you don't, it means that you don't want any responsibility. And it just goes to show, the typical man, the typical things that men do and how they think. You know, I don't blame the second family. I heard that, you know, reports are saying that they're getting backlash from what he did. But I don't blame the second family. I don't blame them at all. And you guys shouldn't either. You know, the blame is on Brian McKnight. It was his choice to leave his family behind, you know, and go to the other side. I just think it was such a coward move. You know, and it breaks my heart to know, you know, that a man of his standards, a man of his position in the world, would do such a thing to his family and his children. You know, it's just heartbreaking, and it's just not something that I would agree with at all. You know, it's so unbelievable, you know, the things we see now, you know, the way things take place now. So many different things are going on. So many things are happening. And out of all things, another black man, you know, has... broken the black woman again. You know, I don't know why black men like to step on the black woman. You know, they step on the black women when these black women, I'm a black woman, you know, so it breaks my heart. I'm in tears. You know, they step on us, they ridicule us, they down us. You know, it's just so heartbreaking, you know. We do all we can for our black men. We stand beside them, you know. We ride or die for them. You know, we break our backs for them. We you know, we do everything possible, and still they step on us, you know, like we're nothing. So all black women out there, you know, make sure that you always set yourself up for success. Always put yourself in a position to win independently, and always be, you know, just always be mindful to never depend on a man, you know. And, you know, I'm sorry, you guys. That brought me to tears, because it really hurts and it really sucks. And it's just heartbreaking. So that was our show for tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys can follow me at anchor.fm.com/MadamBree. Don't forget to click support or subscribe so that you can be a part of supporting podcasts. And you can follow me at Spotify for podcasters. And also Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. And as always, thank you guys for listening to the Celebrity Tea Lounge.